I'm back, and this time we're gonna start things a little differently. Instead of picturing a black screen, you're gonna do the same thing, just breathe in and out, but dream of all the different colors in the spectrum. Any color you want. Some green ones, green color, blue color, gold color. And all these colors that you just imagined, go ahead and turn them into different colored trees. Green ones, yellow, gold, maybe some evergreen ones if you don't really like the traditional leafy trees. And now, the fun part begins. We're going to take a bunch of grass, put it everywhere else. All of the grass is tall. The tall grass and this beautiful landscape of trees help make the landscape where your little cabin is in the mountains of Colorado. This is your getaway place where you always come to ski, to snowboard even, to mountain bike if it's not skiing or snowboarding time. Then you just come to ride your mountain bike around. And you love it. You love it here. And who wouldn't? It's a comfy cabin off the side of a mountain away from everybody. And the story will now commence after you know where the scene has taken place. You can now dream of what is going to happen. And it didn't say any snow, just a bunch of trees, a lot of tall grass. So let's begin. You wake up. You yawn and stretch before clearing your head, trying to forget any of the bad dreams you might have had. But it doesn't look like you're having any, which is always a good thing. And you wake up and you roll out of bed onto your yoga mat and you stretch out and do a couple breathing exercises because it's known to help improve your health and it's known to help increase the brain waves and help you out in a lot of different ways. So you always start your morning off by doing just a little bit of yoga. After you're done yoga, of course, you have to go get something to eat. So you make your bowl of cereal you always make. Every morning, you have a bowl of cereal with some yogurt and fresh granola. Now, this yogurt and this granola is taken right outside on your farm. No, it may not be legally your farm, but your neighbor owns the farm, and you guys are very close friends. So he won't mind. So he doesn't mind selling some yogurt to you and chopping the price down a little bit. So like we said, Wake up, we do yoga, we relax before we eat a nice healthy breakfast of yogurt and granola. And it's great because it helps start your morning off right before you go take on the Alps, I mean the beautiful mountains. Just get your mind straight. As you finish your bowl, your breakfast bowl, you're off of work, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff bothering you here at your safe house, favorite rest stop, everything. You don't have to worry about any of that. So you grab your bike and you head outside, only a couple minutes away from a local hotel. You've been coming here for 10 years. And they let you use their slopes for free. Because you knew the manager growing up. And just out of luck that he worked just so close to you. You drag your bike down there. You have your special bracelet that shows that part of the inner circle that is allowed in, and you slowly go down the hill, not fast at first because it's your first ride of the day, and you, my friend, do not want to hurt yourself. And then you keep on riding, barely using the brakes, hugging the turns. Everything was perfect. Your ride couldn't have gone any smoother. If you tried. But you didn't try. This was an easy one for you. The harder ones come with more stars. But you're an experienced rider because you come here so often that you are used to all the stars. So it really doesn't matter what track you use or what time of day it is. As long as you have a light on the front of your bike, you are able to go down any hill and take on any challenge. As long as you're well prepared, you breathe in, breathe out before, and you calm your mind. As you're riding down this rookie hill, you pass everybody. Everybody's shooting by you real fast. But yet you hit nobody. Because you, my friend, are one of the best bikers in the history of biking. Yes, that sounds a little weird, but it's true. You are the number one ranked in all of America. Your dream as a little girl was to be the best downhill mountain biker. You achieved it a couple years back when you actually did compete for gold and actually earned it on top of that, actually. And that's when everything kind of took off quickly. Before you knew it, you're entering competitions and letting your work get away from you. But that's when you're fresh out of college. Now, it's a little later down the road. You just come here for leisure. Still, leisure or not, you're still biking and you're still enjoying it. But you approach the finish, ending of the track, and there you go. 2 stars go on your wristband, because that signifies that you're finished with the course. It's a very cool system they just started doing only recently, but you still enjoy it. Because it lets you know how many times you've done the course, how many different times you've gone down each different course. And doesn't even have to be charged. It's very handy. The last time you were here, you did a total of 8 courses, ranging from 1 star to 5 star. Even though 8 courses might seem like a little, they are very grueling on your body. Constantly braking, accelerating, trying to beat times and get more height on your jumps. Every little thing counts, and every little thing gets tacked into the little band you have on your wrist. And once you reach the bottom, you check. You pull up the app on your smartphone to see what you got. And this just being a practice round, you knew it wasn't going to be anything really good. But surprise, surprise, you got 8th for today. And you hate losing, so you go back up. And this time you say, I'm going to crush it. Different colored trees all around. Long grass next to the trees. And you, zooming through it all. Top speed. Cutting corners. Super tight. Getting height on all the jumps. And everything is perfect on this run. You can feel it. You go down all the way to the bottom of the hill. Zooming past the finish line. And stopping about 40 yards afterwards. There's no rush to check the time after you reach the destination, your desired parking spot. You pull out the phone app, and you see you've got first place for the whole entire year. You have the record so far. And with that, you're done for the day. Hope you enjoy the story. Hope you're racing somewhere. Have a good night. I love you.